Isang Australianong mananalaysay ang nagsabi na ang Remembrance Day ay halos kompletong tinakpan ng Anzac Day sa pananaw ng mga Australiano. Pero pinananatili ng Australian War Memorial na may lugar pa para sa 2 araw upang gunitain ang mga ginawang sakripisyo ng mga sundalo. Sa ating wika, narito ang ulat na tinipon ni Rosemary Bolger. Taon-taon tuwing 11 oras sa 11 araw ng 11 buwan, tumitigil ang Australia upang gunitain ang mga namatay na sundalo. Kagaya ng ipinaliwanag ng pambansang pangulo ng RSL, Robert Dick, ang Remembrance Day ay isang panahon nang tumigil ang kaguluhan sa Western Front noong unang digmaang pandaigdig ng 1918 pagkatapos ng 4 na taong gyera.
It's very significant in that it ceased hostilities in what was a very brutal industrial war which was claiming many lives of soldiers and civilians alike.
Naniniwala naman ng iba na ang kahalagahan nito ay nababawasan habang ang focus ng mga Australiano ay lumilipat sa paggunita ng Anzac Day. Si Professor Robin Pryor ang autor ng 6 na aklat tungkol sa unang digmaang pandaigdig at kasalukuyang Visiting Professional Fellow sa University of Adelaide.
We do so much for Anzac Day on the 25th of April, which countries like Britain don't. Their main day is the 11th of November, the day the war ended on the Western Front. We get, as it were, a double dose because of Anzac Day.
Maaari nga kayang palitan ng Anzac Day ang Remembrance Day?
Look, I'd say not completely, but to a large extent, yes. Anzac Day is the day that we commemorate people who went to war.
Sinabi ni Chris Weidenbar mula sa Australian War Memorial na ang 2 araw ay may mahalagang pagkakaiba sa magkakaibang dahilan.
I don't think that Remembrance Day is any less significant. It's simply that Anzac Day has a different purpose. Anzac Day is a day for commemoration, for thanking the veterans, and it's also part of our national story. Remembrance Day, on the other hand, is solely about remembrance. It's solely about remembering those 102,800 Australians who have given their lives for us.
Naniniwala naman si Robert Dick na ang Remembrance Day ay hindi kasama sa antas sa Australia na ginugunita ng ibang bansa at nananawagan siya sa gobyerno na maglagay ng mas malaking halaga dito.
Unfortunately, I think here in Australia, it has lost a little bit of significance, and it would be very, very good if the Australian government would turn around and declare that at 11 o'clock on the 11th day of the 11th month, you know, everything stops for 1 minute. Just 1 minute silence, that's all we're asking, to remember all those that have, you know, suffered in times of warfare.
Mahigit na 70 milyong tao ang nakipaglaban sa unang digmaang pandaigdig na may tinatayang namatay na 9 hanggang 13 milyon. Karamihan ay walang alam na pinaglibingan. Sinabi ni Professor Pryor na may ilang leksyong kailangang matutunan mula sa Great War na may halaga pa din sa high-tech at low-troop deployment na gyera ngayon. Ang gyerang naganap sa pagitan ng 1914 at 1918 ay hindi na mangyayari ngayon ayon sa kanya.
For start, the public wouldn't cope at all, nor should they, with the casualties that were inflicted in the First World War. Imagine 60,000 casualties on the first day of the Battle of the Somme.
Para sa veteranong Robert Dick, samantalang ang mga paraan sa giyera ay nagbago na ng malaki, ang fundamental na leksyon mula dito ay hindi pa rin natututunan.
We have troops deployed in many locations around the world at the present moment, and you now have the war on terror. Human nature has to change to start overcoming that. Yeah, we have to learn to negotiate before we, you know, pick up weapons and go to war with each other.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.